Monday night, or Chav Gimel of, I think it's Chav Gimel. Okay, we're doing Hilchos Brachos two weeks actually. And we're talking about when Peiros are pulverized, smashed, chopped very finely, ground up, what bracha do they take on? So we said last night that the Mishnah Berurah paskins bottom line that if it's merusak lagamri, if it's completely even pureed, if it's completely ground up and chopped up completely, so it depends. There are some things which are still recognizable because they have a distinctive either texture or appearance. The poskim talk about, and then you make the original bracha, meaning hadoma or haetz. The poskim talk about avocado, banana, potatoes, even pureed. Actually, the Mishnah Berurah brings down potatoes beferish, make an isa out of it, he says. So it has the original bracha, not flakes or powder. So, because then obviously it doesn't look like, it doesn't maintain the way it looks. So Merusak Lagamri, we paskin, has the original bracha if it's recognizable and identifiable as what it is, and if not, let's say face, whatever it is, applesauce maybe, or jam. If it doesn't have pieces in it, but it's Merusak Lagamri, if it has pieces, then it's also good. But if it's Merusak Lagamri, then it depends if it has that toar with it. Now, actually, it's not. There is a problem. Let's say it's Merusak Lagamri, and you cannot tell what it is. So you say, okay, we paskin, you make shahakol, but it's not clearly the halacha. So therefore, it becomes a problem if you have zayin minim, and you want to know about a bracha achrayna. It becomes a huge problem, because the hachra of the halacha is not so poshut. So by bracha rishona, you have a simple, you say, okay, shahakol. But bracha achrona, you don't have that option, because bori nefashos does not cover ala eitz val priya eitz, and ala eitz val priya eitz doesn't cover bori nefashos. And there's no, like, total hachra to the tzad that you taka make shahakol, if it's merusak lagamri and not recognizable, and therefore the equivalent by bracha achrona would be the same shayla. So the Mishnah Berurah says you have a problem. So you would then either, so the Mishnah Berurah says maybe take other fruit and eat them and drink water, so you'll be making a bar nefoshes and ala eitz anyway. Or when push comes to shove, the Mishnah Berurah says to make ala eitz when push comes to shove. If push comes to shove, because just like we said yesterday, b'di'evit, if you made a bar priya eitz on it, you yotzei, because we're soymich on the shitas that you make a bar priya eitz anyway. So when it comes to bracha achrona, if you're stuck and you don't have the other eitzah, so the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you will make al ha'eitz, because you rely on those shitas, and you'll make that bracha. So you'll have the, really, Rav Moshe points out in the tshuva, that you'll have sort of a, you'll be contradicting yourself, because you made a shahakol. You'll make a shahakol, and you'll make al ha'eitz. So that's really weird. So Rav Moshe says it's not really a stira, because you could be yaitza with shahakol even on a regular apple in such a case. So it's not mamisha tarte desasre. Okay, that's interesting. By the way, when grain or rice is cooked, it's, I call it an exception to the rule. That's mazonos, and it's a mazonos, even though it doesn't look like the grain anymore, and it's not recognizable as the grain anymore. But that's the, Rav Moshe points us out in the tshuva, actually. I think he calls it like an exception, or maybe, because that's the way they are, that's what Borei Minei Mazonos is, that you've processed the chamisha, the grains, or rice, and you make a mazonos on it. So you don't look at if it's recognizable as a wheat anymore. You don't, okay, that's an important point. Now, when you get to breakfast cereals, they become problematic, and you have to know how they're made. LaMarshall, according to the information I got, I saw in a book, you have cornflakes. So Kellogg's and Post, for example, is made from rolled kernels of corn, and therefore they are ha'adama, because it's adama. I guess you can tell it's, can you tell now it's cornflakes? What is it? It's roasted, baked, what is it? So it's rolled kernels of corn, so it still has that surah. It's like potato chips. It's like potato chips. So in other words, if if you knew what it was, so you'd say, okay, it's a potato chip. So it never lost its surah, and it was never nismaich, right? So if it's rolled kernels of corn, I'm sorry, it's never nismaich. So you make adama, but I'm sorry, that's why, because it was not nismaich. So, but Total and General Mills are made from corn flour. They make the corn into flour first, and therefore it's shahakol. So I know in Eish HaTorah they used to have like these 10 bins of different cereals, and they had signs by each one what bracha it is. I think some companies in America even, they print on it when it comes with a booklet. It's complicated. You have to know what bracha, you have to know how it's made. And this goes especially when you get into wheat germ and all those kind of things. Okay. Now we're going to learn a little bitachon. And we're in the psicha to shara bitachon and the chayvus halvavus. And we're learning about the spiritual benefits of bitachon. And we're up to benefit number 4. Well, we talked about it last night. We'll repeat it again. Benefit number 4, and as a spiritual benefit, is that you do, it's very interesting. Benefit number 4, you will do mitzvahs with your money. Whether if you have money, you'll do mitzvahs, and if you don't have money, you'll do mitzvahs. That's what he says. You will use your financial state to do mitzvahs with. We're talking about Toelos Ruchnius. The Baal Bitachon will use his or her financial state to do mitzvahs. What does that mean? So if you have money, so you'll do mitzvahs. You'll be machnas archim. You'll lend people money. You won't stint when it comes to buying things, mitzvah things. You won't stint. You'll be a generous person. So you'll do mitzvahs with your money. If your financial state is not like that, then you'll do mitzvahs because you will develop a good attitude about life. And you'll realize, as he says, that it's a toiva from Hashem. You will thank Hashem for not having money. Why? He says, because if you have money, people come to your door and they're always asking for tzedakah. Now, if you have money, you have a tremendous responsibility. If you know the story of Nachdim and Ben-Gurion, it's a very scary story. Not the story that's not scary, that you tell your kids for a bedtime story. I'm talking about a different story that's in Ksubis, that his daughter was reduced to terrible, terrible poverty. And the Gemara says, what's going on here? He was such a big Baal Tzedakah, how could that happen? So the Gemara, in one teretz of the Gemara, this is in the sixth parak of Ksubis, the Gemara says he didn't give as much as he should. Now that's a terribly scary story. Because it's a good Musa Haskel, and maybe one day we'll talk about it. But right now we're not giving Musa Chas V'Shalom. I was told never to give Musa. I don't know, okay. But right now we're certainly not giving Musa. So, but it's a very scary story, because if you don't give as much as you should, very, very harsh. You're treated very harshly. So the Chayvus Halvavus says, if you don't have money, you thank Hashem. Because you don't have that tremendous responsibility. Did you give enough? Did you spread the wealth? Did you give enough? Did you give to enough different moisters, different kinds of trochim and klal Yisrael? And you're spared of that responsibility if you don't have money. And so that's a mitzvah. Like so you'll thank Hashem for that, and you'll be able to, and you'll do mitzvahs by not having money, he says, because you won't be all over the place. People with money are spread out, and marben chosam, marben daiga, and they have to examine their whole portfolio. Maybe it takes them a half a day to go through their portfolio to see where everything's holding, and they have tirgus machshava. V'hasava le'oshir eino maniach lo lishon, it's a pasuk in Koheles. So it helps you in your avodas Hashem not having money. But that's the point of benefit number four, is that you do mitzvahs with your famegung, with your financial state. Either if you have money, certainly you're an opportunity to do mitzvahs, and it's a wonderful thing. You can do mitzvahs that other people can't do. And if you don't, so you'll do mitzvahs that way. That's benefit number four. Benefit number five is different. It's a little the same, but it's different. Says benefit number five is that most of the time when people, if you're about bitachon, the benefit of having bitachon, that's what we're learning about. He says people with money have it rough. I know that sounds funny, but they have it rough in their spiritual lives. Because the first problem is they rely on their money. And they think they can push people around and boss people around and tell people what to do, and they're relying on their money. So they end up not relying on Hashem. That's the biggest problem. But the Baal Bitachon, that's number one. And if they have a bad month or a bad year, or there's a dip in the stock market or in the exchange rate, or maybe they gave their money to some sort of scheme and then they lost it all, so they get bitter and angry, and they get angry at Hashem, Chas v'Shalom, and they said, so they have a big nisayon. So he says, the Baal Bitachon, having money, this is the benefit number five, having money will not stare his avodas Hashem, because he's not relying on the money. He understands it's a pikadon that he was given by Hashem to dispense with, to use for whatever he uses it for. He has to be sure he's doing the Ratzon Hashem. And if it gets taken away, he won't do Vayishman Yeshurun and Vayibot. And if it gets taken away from him, he won't get bitter and angry, but he'll just thank Hashem for the amount of time that he had money. And he understands it's a pikadon, and now the Baal Pikadon wanted his pikadon back. So that's the fifth spiritual benefit, is that the money will not prevent him from maximizing his avodas Hashem, because usually money does tend to do that. Okay, that's the list of five spiritual benefits. Then he gives us a list of benefits in Olam Hazeh, Gashmiyus benefits. And the first one is that you're stress free. And if you talk to doctors, and you talk to certainly if you talk to counselors or psychiatrists, social workers and the like, the biggest problem, I don't know if the biggest is the right word to say, but a major problem by so many people is stress, and it leads to a lot of choli, and it leads to a lot of physical ailments. We're talking now physical ailments. So he says the first benefit physically is that you're smiling and you're stress-free and you're at peace and you're optimistic and you're psychologically healthy and emotionally healthy and physically healthy, he says. It's written over 1,000 years ago. He says you're calm and you're not stressed. Cool, calm, and collected. Okay.
Yes, cough.
Everybody calm? They're so calm that they fell asleep.